This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The centre has constituted a high-level committee to address the challenges of demographic change caused by infiltration and other reasons. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the committee will be chaired by former Supreme Court Judge Justice Prakash Prabhakar Navlekar. Census Commissioner along with former IAS Officer Durga Shankar Mishra, former IPS Officer Balaji Srivastav and economist Dr. Shamika Ravi have been appointed as members of the committee. The Supreme Court will today pronounce its judgment on the batch of petitions challenging the legality of the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls done by the Election Commission of India. A bench of Chief Justice of India CJI Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi is scheduled to pronounce its verdict today after reserving judgment in the matter earlier this year following extensive hearings. The petitions challenge the legality of the SIR exercise undertaken by the poll body, contending that the revision process exceeds the powers conferred upon the ECI under Article 326 of the Constitution, the Representation of the People Act 1950, and the rules framed thereunder. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal co-chaired the Canada-India Investment Roundtable alongside his Canadian counterpart Maninder Sidhu. Mr. Goyal said he held extensive discussions with Canada's leading pension funds, sovereign and institutional investors, members of the Canada-India Business Council and other stakeholders. The minister highlighted in a social media post the Indian government's focus on infrastructure, financial sector reforms, and ease of doing business is creating unprecedented opportunities for the global investors. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today paid tributes to the victims of the Air India Flight 182 bombing at the Kanishka Memorial at Humber Bay Park, Canada. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the mid-air bombing remains one of the most tragic acts of terrorism in aviation history. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru on his death anniversary. Russian embassy in South Africa has said scientists in Russia have developed a new vaccine against the latest strain of Ebola virus. Russian Health Minister Mikhail Murashko announced the development. Scientists said the vaccine may also work against the rare Bundibogyo strain linked to recent outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The Indian Air Force has announced a new scheme for recruitment to its technical branch in the officers' cadre through GATE scores. The Ministry of Defence said candidates with a valid graduate aptitude test in engineering or GATE score will be directly shortlisted for testing at the Air Force selection boards. Under the scheme, eligible candidates will not have to appear for the preliminary written examination, including the Air Force Common Admission Test or AFCAT. Selection will be based on merit. The ministry said the educational qualifications for entry through the GATE score scheme will remain the same as the existing criteria for technical branch recruitment through AFCAT. Israeli military has said that it has killed Mohammed Odeh, the new head of Hamas's military wing in Gaza and a key planner of the October 7, 2023 attacks. In a joint statement with Israel PM office, it said that the operation was ordered by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz. Israel accused Odeh of being involved in the killing, kidnapping and injury of many Israeli civilians and soldiers during the 7th of October 2023 attacks. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for heatwave conditions today over parts of Delhi with maximum temperature hovering between 43 and 45 degrees Celsius. Severe heatwave conditions are also expected to persist during the day in places over Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.